The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?'" At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the church celebrates Saint John of the Cross. There's very much that can be said about him, but I'd like to just give you five short points. He lived from 1541 to 1591. And the first point is this: how one saint can help to form another saint. How one saint can help to form another saint. Saint John of the Cross was the spiritual director of Saint Teresa of Avila. So he helped this woman to become a great saint, one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. Hopefully you're going to become a saint and form another saint. Amen or oh me? His second point is this: both Teresa of Avila and Saint John of the Cross were dedicating at reforming. They first had to be converted themselves, then they reformed the Carmelite order. The Carmelite order in the time of Teresa of Avila had become very mediocre and lukewarm. So Teresa of Avila reformed the women, and John of the Cross reformed the men. Okay, third point is this. In the Office of Readings today, St. John of the Cross speaks about Jesus Christ as a gold mine. The deeper you go into the mine, the more you see the treasures. And he also talks about, if you want to, draw close to Christ and grow deep in your spiritual life, we have to encounter suffering. Suffering and the cross. It's inevitable. Now, John the Cross, because he reformed the Carmelites, was kidnapped by his own Carmelite brothers and thrown in a cell the size of your bathroom for 9 months. He was whipped. He was humiliated. Couldn't take a bath. And he suffered intensely. While he was there, he was able to write one of the greatest mystical works in the history of the church. It's called The Dark Night of the Soul. So the third point is this: growing in our faith depends upon love of God, but we all have to encounter the cross in our lives. Fourth point I'd like to underline is, St. John of the Cross wrote spiritual masterpieces. He's considered by some as the greatest writer in the Spanish language. Obviously, the secular press would not agree with that, but Catholicism would say he's the best. Secular press would probably say Cervantes, okay? But we would say John of the Cross, amen? His three spiritual masterpieces are the Spiritual Canticle, which is a beautiful masterpiece on the Song of Songs. The second is The Dark Night of the Soul, where he explains there are three different stages we have to go through to arrive at holiness. The purgative way, the illuminative way, and the unitive way. That's John of the Cross. The purgative way, purification. The illuminative way, the Holy Spirit starts to enlighten us. And the unitive way, we're united in love. And his last spiritual masterpiece is called The Ascent to Mount Carmel, where St. John of the Cross compares his spiritual life to climbing a mountain. To climb a mountain is hard work. So in the spiritual life, to climb the spiritual mountain, the ascent to Mount Carmel, is hard work. But it can be done through the grace of God and the help of the Holy Spirit. The last point I'd like to make is that St. John of the Cross, he's the patron saint of spiritual directors. So let's pray for all the spiritual directors throughout the world that they would take St. John of the Cross, his preachings, his teachings, his writings, and especially his holy life as a rule, as a model. So let's turn to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, because St. John of the Cross was a Carmelite. Let's pray to Our Lady of Mount Carmel that the presence of St. John of the Cross in the world among Catholics will be read, heard, understood, and put into practice. Amen.